And Warwick Hadfield joins us to talk sport. Hi, Warwick.
Hi, Fran.
A sensational end to the first round of the A-League with reports that Central Coast has offered Usain Bolt a contract.
Yeah, this came out of nowhere yesterday evening, Fran, and it came a little embarrassingly for the Mariners coach Mike Mulvey, because the post-match microphone was thrust under his chin yesterday just as the news broke, but he said he had no knowledge of this offer to Usain Bolt. And just to make that point, he even listed the number of players he already had on his list who might be better up front than this Jamaican sprinting genius who's hoping to fashion out a second sporting life as a footballer. But Bolt's manager has apparently confirmed an offer is on the table, but thereafter no one much else was talking. Apparently this offer that's on the table is about $150,000, which for Usain Bolt is probably just what he sticks in his fob pocket every morning.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, the Australian broke the story yesterday afternoon, as we said, but interestingly, and talking about fob pockets, the journalist who broke the story isn't a sports reporter, but the National Daily's Rich List editor. I don't think $150,000 comes into the Rich List for Usain Bolt.
No, but Usain Bolt probably does.
Anyway, look, none of this did the Mariners much good on the field. 1-1 against Brisbane at the Raincorp Stadium. It was belting down in Brisbane yesterday. Elsewhere, Wellington beat Newcastle. And Tony Popovich soaring again after his time with the Turkeys. He's made his coaching debut for his new club, Perth, against his old one, Western Sydney. 1-1 the score there, Fran.
Okay, and just briefly in basketball, two rounds into the WNBL and only two teams left undefeated.
Yeah, Fran, the two unbeaten teams are Bendigo, 2-2, and Canberra, 3-3. Get excited. The Caps are one better than this time last year. Yesterday, they beat Adelaide 79-75. Kelsey Griffin, the standout, with 21 points, 8 rebounds and 4 assists, Fran.
Hey, in cricket, it was Meg Lanning with the ton on Saturday. Today, it's Elise Perry with her 100th one-day international. Wow.
Yeah, Fran, look, wow, absolutely. Australia playing a one-day series against Pakistan in Malaysia. Lanning scored a rescuing century too on Saturday. It was the 12th in ODIs. Australia won to go 2-2 in the series, and this third game is on today. And it's not only Elise Perry's 100th ODI, but it's her 200th game overall for Australia when you throw in all the T20s and the occasional test. Now, only Alex Blackwell, Karen Rolton, Lisa Stathlaker and Belinda Clark have played 100 one-dayers, the form of the game in which Perry is ranked as the best batter and the best all-rounder extant. Alex Blackwell holds the record for most games ever for Australia. That's 251. And because she started so young, she was Q Sam Cook, only 16, and only 27 now. Elise Perry will go past that mark sooner rather than later. An absolute champion. And of course, remember, she also played soccer football for Australia at the age of 16.
How could we forget? In rugby union, disappointment for the Pearls, the Australian women's sevens team in Colorado this morning.
Yeah, look, Fran, for the first time in 3 years, and after topping their pool, they've missed out on the semi-finals. The Olympic gold medalists beaten by the United States 26-5 in their quarter-final earlier this morning. Now, there has been a bit of consolation for the Australians. They've just beaten England 14-10 in their fifth-place playoff, Fran.
And in motor racing, another DNF did not finish for Daniel Ricciardo, this time in the US Grand Prix.
It's not hard, Fran, is it, to see why he wants to leave, or why he is, in fact, leaving Red Bull to go to another team next year. And just to rub it in, his Red Bull teammate finished second in Texas. That's Verstappen. That was behind Kimi Räikkönen, and with Lewis Hamilton, who, of course, is aiming for a fifth world title, that little bit closer, Fran, he was third. But Daniel Ricciardo, not pleased, I got to say.
Not pleased, not happy. All right, Warwick, thank you very much. More sport tomorrow.
Good on you, Fran.